Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's another episode of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast where we interview your favorite actors from film and television, music, comedy, and more. And over the last couple of weeks, we have been talking to cast members from the Netflix hit series Cobra Kai, and this is due to release on New Year's Eve. So if you do not have New Year's Eve plans yet, giddy up and get ready to go. Because we have a brand new season, and today we are talking with the super talented Dallas Young, who can be seen in season 4 of Cobra Kai. He plays Kenny, and we don't know much about this character, or we don't really know much about anything that's happening, but I want to say, Dallas, welcome into the show. It's great to have you here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, well, I know there's probably not a lot we can talk about, but big news released about a week or so ago that you were going to be a part of this fantastic series.
Yes.
And how does it feel to have joined the cast of a show that is nostalgic yet new and really just, I think, one of the best shows out there for people to watch?
Yeah, I am so grateful to be a part of this series. This has been such an incredible journey, and especially filming season 4 with all of those incredible cast members. We had such an amazing time. And just being there with Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence, being in their environment is an unbelievable feeling. And I'm so grateful. I can't wait for the world to see it because it's going to be the best season yet.
Oh, well, there you have it. I love it. I love it when we can say that. I think it has to be because it was on YouTube for, I believe, the first season and then maybe the second. I can't remember. And then eventually, regardless, it migrated over to Netflix.
Right.
And I think once it made it over to Netflix, that's where people really caught on to it and received a much broader audience. Had you watched it prior to joining the cast, or did you watch it once you got cast? How did that work out for you, Dallas?
I actually watched it prior to me getting casted, about maybe a week or so before I got casted, because I saw that it was on Netflix and I heard of the show and I heard of the rivalry between Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence and The Karate Kid, because I watched those movies back in the day. And when I saw that, I was like, oh my goodness, this is an incredible series. And I binge watched that whole season from season 1, 2, and 3 on Netflix. I'm going to say maybe in a 4-day span.
Wow. So you got caught up with this quite quickly and got on board and were like, okay, I'm all into this. It's such a great show. And I have to tell you, it's probably, like I said, one of the best television shows out there, especially for fans like myself who grew up with the original series and watching it in the theaters. You know, there's a few different films. Now, I know there's not a lot we can't talk about, but can you kind of let us in a little bit about your character and how he fits into the story? Again, there's been a little bit of press out. They've kind of panned you as the quote-unquote new guy, I think, is one of the headlines. So can we get a little bit, or are we just completely on lockdown as far as what you can tell us? Well, and I know your publicist is listening, and we love your publicist. So I don't want to get into trouble here, but we've got a good track record with talent. So let's just, what can you tell us, if anything at all?
Yes. Yeah, so Kenny is a bullied new kid who is going through some rough times at his home life. He returns to the dojo as a way to defend himself, gain confidence, and gain strength through the teachings of his dojo. Which dojo it is? No, I cannot tell you this yet. But, and his arc is so well played throughout the entire season. And it'll be such a great understanding whenever you see the show, because it's a little weird since I'm a lot younger than all of the cast members, but it will all make sense once it comes out. But that's what I can tell you guys right now.
So the question is, which dojo do you join? Now, I have my guesses, and I'm sure our listeners and viewers will let us know what they think. That's interesting, but I think a lot of those cast members, we had Aiden Minks on recently. I mean, he started out quite young on the show, too, so that's fantastic. Our fingers are crossed for which dojo you're going to join. You've been an actor for a while and been a part of some great projects. Dallas, what was it that interested you about the business and drew you in to want to be a full-time storyteller?
Yeah, honestly, just that. Me, I wanted to be a full-time storyteller because that's what I love to do. And I love making people smile through the camera. And honestly, I love portraying different emotions and different characters and just exploring new ways to make myself better and can continue to grow as an actor and a person and a man, honestly. So I love all aspects of acting, and I love growing from it.
And family has clearly been supportive of this for a long time. What do they think about you being part of the Cobra Kai series? Because presumably your parents probably watched this, I'm guessing, in real time when it first came out in theaters. So are they excited for you to be a part of this? What do friends think? Do they try and push you for spoilers? I mean, we have to know.
Yes, my parents are so excited for me. And the fact that they watched Karate Kid growing up, it's the fact that this show has grown so much from YouTube to the theaters and even Netflix. And it's really cool to see how my friends are. They keep pushing me to see which dojo I'm with. I'm not giving out any information. But and the fact that they didn't really watch Karate Kid, but they loved the story with Cobra Kai from season 1, 2, and 3. And people, I know they're going to be really excited when it comes to season 4 as well.
Yes. Well, season 4 premieres New Year's Eve. And sometimes Netflix even gives us things a tad bit earlier, but it's less than a month away, really. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. Binge watch the first 3 seasons. They're available on Netflix. It's easy to get a hold of, and be sure to watch out for this amazing, talented actor, Dallas Young, in season 4. Dallas, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me, for sure. This has been great.
That brings today's show to a close.
Doodly do.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.